Today in Science from Wired. NASA is training an AI to detect fresh craters on Mars. An algorithm discovered dozens of Martian craters. It's a promising remote method for exploring our solar system and understanding planetary history. By Daniel Oberhaus. For the past 15 years, NASA's Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter has been doing laps around the Red Planet. It's studying its climate and geology, and every day the orbiter sends back a treasure trove of images and other sensor data. And NASA scientists have used that data to scout out safe landing sites for rovers and to understand the distribution of water ice on the planet. But what the scientists are finding particularly interesting are the orbiter's crater photos, because they create this window into the planet's deep history. NASA engineers are still working on a mission to return samples from Mars, and they need those rocks to calibrate remote satellite data with conditions on the surface. But until the day they get those samples, they have to make a lot of educated guesses when they try to determine each crater's age and composition. So right now, they need other ways to tease out that information. One tried-and-true method is to deduce the age of the oldest craters from the characteristics of the newer ones. Scientists can know the age of some recent impact sites within a few years or even weeks, so they can use them as a baseline to figure out the age and composition of much older craters. So what's the big deal then? Well, the problem is finding them. Sifting through a planet's worth of image data looking for telltale signs of fresh impact is some pretty tedious work. And it's exactly the sort of problem that an AI was made for. Late last year, for the first time, researchers at NASA used this machine learning algorithm to discover fresh Martian craters. And the AI discovered dozens of them hiding away in the image data set from the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter. So this revealed a promising new way to study planets all throughout our solar system. Kiri Wagstaff said, from a science perspective, that's exciting because it's increasing our knowledge of those features. Kiri's a computer scientist at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, and she's one of the leaders of the research team. She says the data was there all the time, it's just that we hadn't seen it ourselves. The Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter carries three cameras, but Kiri and her colleagues trained their AI using images from just the context and high-rise imagers. Context is a relatively low-resolution grayscale camera. High-rise uses the largest reflecting telescope ever sent into deep space, and it produces these images that have resolutions about three times higher than the images they use on Google Maps. So the first thing they do is they feed their AI nearly 7,000 orbiter photos of Mars, and some of those have previously discovered craters and some don't. And this teaches the algorithm how to detect a fresh strike. Then, when the classifier was able to accurately detect craters in this training set, Kiri and her team loaded the algorithm onto a supercomputer at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, and they used it to sort through a database of over 112,000 images from the orbiter. Kiri says there's nothing new with the underlying machine learning technology. We used a pretty standard convolutional network to analyze the image data, but being able to apply it at scale is still a challenge, and that was one of the things we had to wrestle with here. Most of the recent craters on Mars are small. They might only be a few feet across, so that means they show up as dark, pixelated blotches on context images. If the algorithm compares the image of the candidate crater with an earlier photo from the same area and finds that it's missing the dark patch, there's a good chance that it's found a new crater. And the date from the earlier image also helps establish the timeline of when the impact happened. Now, once the AI had identified some promising candidates, NASA researchers could do some follow-up observations. They used the orbiter's high-resolution camera to confirm that the craters actually existed. And last August, the team got its first confirmation. The orbiter photographed a cluster of craters that the algorithm identified. It was the first time that an AI had discovered a crater on another planet. Kiri said there was no guarantee there would be new things, but there were a lot of them. And one of our big questions is, what makes them harder to find? So this new process could speed up crater discovery pretty dramatically on Mars and even other planets. See, NASA scientists working on the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter program, they've had to scour the spacecraft's images manually for 15 years. One image could take up to 45 minutes to go over. Ingrid Dalbar is a planetary scientist at Brown University, and she collaborated on this research. She says they've trained themselves to recognize what these new craters look like, but it can be quite time-consuming. But this new AI, man, whew, it can see if an image contains a new dark patch in just 5 seconds. Other than helping figure out the age of the Martian surface, Dalbar says that craters can also teach scientists a lot about what might be right beneath it. About a decade ago, the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter spotted a new crater that exposed some subsurface water ice. And by studying that exposed ice and how it disappeared over time, scientists got a better idea of how ice is distributed across the surface of the entire planet. But it was totally a serendipitous discovery, and Dalbar hopes that an AI that is routinely scrutinizing images for any hints of new craters and can let scientists know about them within days or weeks of when they form, she's hoping it'll teach us more about Martian history. Ingrid says the possibility of using machine learning to really delve into large data sets and finding things that we otherwise wouldn't have found is really exciting. This particular project identified 60 or 70 new craters we hadn't seen before. But this is just the beginning. We're looking forward to finding a lot more. So in the future, Kiri Wagstaff and her colleagues at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, they expect that this kind of machine learning will be done in space. And that'll speed up the process even more, because spacecrafts won't have to send all those images back to Earth for processing on giant supercomputers. Spacecrafts like the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter will just be able to crunch their own data, and that will make the missions more flexible and responsive because the orbiter won't have to wait for humans to tell it to check out a point of interest. If it does detect a possible crater on its own, it can immediately do a follow-up observation with a more sensitive instrument. And another thing, too, Mars orbiters don't have a lot of bandwidth, so it'll also help conserve that precious resource. It'll only have to send back images that show interesting changes on the surface. But for now, that remains a distant goal. The crater work was part of a larger program at NASA called COSMIC, and COSMIC is trying to implement image change detection algorithms on orbiters themselves. See, detecting changes in images is a well-understood problem in AI research. But building the hardware that can run change detection algorithms in space? Not so much. In their recent work on Mars craters, Kiri and friends used 75 cores in a large supercomputer. That's orders of magnitude more computing power than is available on a Mars orbiter. Kiri says, if you want to do computation on board, currently you're very limited in what kind of processors you have available. You don't have a big supercomputer. You don't even have a multi-core processor. So anything you put up there has to be very, very computationally efficient to achieve change detection. So integrating AI into future spacecraft, it's only going to become more important. And as technology improves and data transmission rates increase, NASA researchers will have to contend with an ever-growing deluge of information. But needle-in-the-haystack problems where the solution is hidden in a ginormous search space, those are exactly the types of changes machine learning are designed to solve. And once we have AI-powered explorers roaming the solar system, who knows what we might find? Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more science news at wired.com/science.